Welcome to episode 45 of The Lab. I am your host, Brad Barton. Let's talk about gold. In episode 43, I was talking about nuclear synthesis, how we got the various chemical elements that we have through nuclear fusion and supernova explosions. However, there is some debate as to whether or not this is sufficient. Some elements, as we go further down the table, require a lot of neutrons. Let's cover that in a simple form. An atom is composed of the nucleus, where hide protons and neutrons very tightly bound together, protons having a positive electric charge, and then they are surrounded by a cloud of electrons, which have a negative charge. The more protons you have, the more electrons it takes to make the atom electrically neutral. And the number of electrons is largely what determines the chemical properties of a given element. The more protons you have, the more neutrons are required to keep the atom stable. When we get up to things like platinum, we have 78 protons and 117 neutrons. Gold, 79 protons and 118 neutrons. Uranium, which isn't stable, but is relatively long-lived, 92 protons and 146 neutrons. It isn't clear whether or not supernovas have enough neutrons handy to make these extra heavy elements. So it is theorized that the way we get these elements is through the collision of neutron stars. What's a neutron star? It is a stellar remnant left over after a supernova, composed almost entirely of neutrons and very, very dense. A teaspoon of neutron star matter weighs billions of tons. You have to start out with a couple of rather massive stars. Both of them have to go through a supernova. Both of them have to leave neutron stars behind. And then over time, they radiate their gravitational energy, swing in closer and closer together until they eventually collide. This causes a very large explosion. And as contrasted with supernovas from stars' death, this kind of supernova has a lot of neutrons available that are spewed out at high energies, and it may cause the gold, platinum, uranium, and other such heavy metallic elements that we have today. In fact, such a collision was observed not too terribly long ago, and from examining the spectrum, they found that infrared was being produced consistent with the material being heated by the radioactive decay of heavy elements. This was not using spectral lines like we talked about in episode 44. The evidence isn't exactly conclusive, but it is interesting, isn't it? We have a video, a simulation produced by NASA, of two neutron stars merging together to form a black hole. I can't see it. All I get is rousing orchestral music. So if someone wants to take a look at it and leave me a comment on the show page or send me an email or message me on Twitter, let me know what you think of it. I'd appreciate it. We also have an article from CNN on when they observed such a collision. And I'll see you next time.